practical direction, even so far as to how to conduct yourself if you should go to a rally, a Tea Party rally, or some other group, so that you don't bring disrepute upon the Lord or upon your cause. Reclaim Liberty. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries or get it on our website, saveus.org. This program will be up there on our website from now till the end of the year, certainly, as are all of our archive broadcasts, and I urge you to avail yourself of them. I must ask you to become part of what we're doing, because it's becoming ever more difficult financially to be able to maintain. And I urge you to become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23251. In the words of Jefferson, indeed I tremble when I think that God is just and His justice cannot sleep forever.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who publishes an email about two or three times a day that keeps us abreast of what's coming on here in California and what's going on out across the country. And, of course, to a lot of people, really, you don't care too much about California, but you should, because we are probably a key state in the entire nation. If California were an independent country, why, we would be probably the eighth largest economy in the entire world. And as California goes, perhaps so will go America. Stephen, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's always a great day in America to be with you, Stan.
Well, let's get your take on what happened here in California. Certainly, Jerry Brown, a hardline, old-line socialist, as the governor, and certainly the Republican candidate lost, Barbara Boxer, will be going back. Do you think these were fair elections? Do you think that there may have been some hanky-panky, a lot of registration of illegal immigrants, a lot of efforts to slant these elections? Or do you think they were fair, or as fair as elections can be?
Well, they were as fair as elections can be. Obviously, there were illegal aliens that voted in this election in California. I'm not sure there was that much criminal activity. I'm sure that a lot of dead people voted. They always do in these elections. The Democrats figure out a way of getting them to the polls, no matter how long they've been gone. So that's what absentee ballots are for, to allow the dead to vote. And so the election on Tuesday was, for California, a total absolute disaster. The only good news that comes out of it is that there's no way for the Democrats to raise taxes to save the state from fiscal collapse. And as a partisan Republican, I'm just glad that the state's going to collapse under a Democrat governor rather than a Republican one. Jerry Brown may surprise us. Some good friends of mine who have known him, and they are conservatives, think that he's going to be more conservative than Arnold Schwarzenegger. On the other hand, that doesn't take too much.
No, it sure doesn't. No, I think that from what I've heard is that Jerry Brown is one of the smartest people around. And the question is, what does he really believe? Has he learned anything since, you know, he left office 30 years ago? And certainly, well, we know that at least once or twice he stood up to the unions, although he has their full backing now. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But certainly when you're looking at the deficit as far as the pensions, we're looking at three-quarters of $1 trillion pension deficit, and the state's going to have to put the money up for it. And we already have a $20 billion deficit in our state budget. Where's the money coming for? How are we going to pay off our bonds? How are we going to pay off the interest on our bonds? Where's the money coming from?
Well, you know, we should look at the way he ran the city of Oakland as the mayor. He tried very hard to clean up the books of and the finances of Oakland without raising taxes. He cleaned up a great deal of the city, and his one shining star is that he helped create several charter schools, getting government schools away from unions. And even in his election night victory statement, he talked about recreating statewide even more charter schools, and as he put it, putting as many children as possible into charter schools. And that's a good step. It saves money, it's better quality education, the unions are not as involved in the government, the charter school movement, as they are in the government schools, which they...
Hold that thought, but it looks like we're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. We'll be right back. Stephen, pick up the story. Certainly, I certainly would favor the charter schools over the regular schools, but I'm not sure that any government educational system is good. I think if you want a good education for your children, you get them out of the government schools, get them the Art Robinson homeschool program, which we do carry through Radio Liberty. But certainly, it doesn't get, no child has a fair chance going to a government school today because, of course, the emphasis is on mediocrity.
Well, it's my view, sending your child to a government school is a priori evidence of child abuse. That's how I look at it. But it's a first step toward getting government out of schools. And it's moving in the right direction rather than the wrong direction. Plus, it does save a great deal of money at the same time. Better quality education and less money. So it is the right step. I'm not suggesting that Jerry Brown as governor is a good thing for the state. He received the support of the unions in the last in this election in the amount of plus or minus $40 million of monies that were stolen from union members for political purposes by the unions that forced people to pay bribes in order to work. So Jerry Brown is a union flunky, to say the least. But at least on the area of schools, he does have a better perspective on the issue than most Democrats. But when it comes to taxes, this is what's going to happen. If you remember his TV ads, he said very clearly that there's going to be no taxes increased without a vote of the people. And we already know, and I've spoken to legislators today who are up in Sacramento today, that they're all planning for a special election sometime in the spring of 2011 to raise taxes, mostly to continue the taxes that expire, that Jerry, that Arnold Schwarzenegger thrust on us in February of 2009. And on that matter, I may point out something to your audience. There were six Republicans who forced us to raise our taxes by $25 billion in February of 2009. Of the six, one is now passed on. One has decided not to run for reelection because he couldn't get reelected. And the four others were all defeated for office on Tuesday. And so all six of them are no longer in office and in all probability will never be in office again. So,
all right, fine. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Stephen Frank. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course the question is, how is California going to meet its obligations? we have close to three-quarters of $1 trillion in pension deficits. These would be CalPERS, the state employees, state teachers, various funds that the state is really responsible for, indirectly responsible for, and the state doesn't have any more money to put into those. We're already running a $20 billion deficit on a yearly basis on a $90 billion deficit. Where do you come up with the money to fund a $3 quarters of a trillion-dollar deficit? Then we have a massive, I think, about $60 billion in bonds, and we have to pay this interest on those. We have to pay back the principal on them. Where is the money coming from? And, of course, as Stephen says, everything points to the fact that they're going to try to raise the taxes. Jerry Brown had said, we're not going to raise the taxes without the people's consent, but they can rig the elections. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have electronic voting machines, why, you can get any votes you want to. This is not representative government. Electronic voting machines simply reflect the opinions of the people who program them and who alter the voting, and you're not getting fair elections, and people have to realize that. What are your thoughts? Do you think that people will vote willingly for increased elections, or will it be that old adage, it doesn't matter how the people how the people vote that counts, but it's who counts the votes that really counts?
Well, no, you're right. There's nothing that's going to be said or done by Jerry Brown or the Democrat leaders in the Senate or the Assembly that's going to stop the state from the fiscal catastrophe that we're going to face no later than next summer. We have, as you said, a $20 billion deficit facing us as of today, $9.5 billion worth of actual deficit, $10 billion worth of new borrowings, and $500 million to pay the interest on $8.4 billion that we have borrowed from the federal government just to continue to pay our unemployment insurance checks. And that money, that $8.4 billion, also has to be returned. So we're looking at the possibility of higher taxes, more fees, and certainly a government that doesn't produce services for the people. The good news, the very good news, and maybe the only piece of good news that came out of Tuesday's election, is the passage of Proposition 26. And this is the one that ties the hand of Jerry Brown and the Democrats in the legislature. Proposition 26, since it was passed, means that the state legislature cannot increase taxes or fees on anything without a two-thirds vote of the legislature. So as AB 32, the job and revenue killer promoted by Fabian Nunes and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the bill to save the planet, gets implemented, the ability to implement it is harmed dramatically because it's based on new taxes and new fees on businesses. And it will take a two-thirds vote, and the Democrats don't have two-thirds of the Assembly, nor do they have two-thirds of the State Senate. Then you have local government, thanks to Proposition 28, can no longer increase utility taxes, utility surcharges, new business tax fees, new fees on anything without a two-thirds vote of the people in a special election. So it seems to me that Proposition 26 makes the election of Tuesday much more palatable, considering the losses we've taken in all the constitutional offices, except maybe at the Attorney General's position, and our losses in the legislature. So Proposition 26 will be as important to the safety of California as Proposition 13 has been to the homeowners of California.
Well, you know, I think it was very interesting that Proposition 23 went down. Now, basically, of course, oh, my goodness, you know, it's backed by the big oil companies. It wasn't backed by Exxon. It wasn't backed by Chevron. It wasn't backed by Shell or certainly British Petroleum. I mean, they want this sort of foolishness. There were a couple of Texas oil companies, refineries, that backed Proposition 23, which would have prevented them from putting in the terrible restrictions that are going to destroy the economy of our state. Basically, they're raising, you know, the emission standards, and it means that certainly trucks operating living here are going to have new diesel trucks. And if you're, you know, have tractors, you're going to have to get new tractors. And nobody's going to be able to pay for these things. I mean, basically, this was, I think, Proposition 32. 23 was to prevent 32 from going into effect. It's going into effect, and it is going to destroy the economy of our state.
No, absolutely correct. The good news, though, is that they can no longer pay for it because a great deal of the financing of AB 32 comes from increased fees and taxes, and now those fees and taxes will not occur. So they could pass all the rules they want. They won't be able to pay for them.
Well, one of the things I was disappointed was Tony Strickland as controller. How did Tony do?
Well, unfortunately, the last time I looked, he was down by $1.4 million.
But I'll tell you what, I went to the Secretary of State's website, and under the controller, they didn't even mention Tony Strickland, the Republican candidate. They just totally deleted him as if he didn't exist. Could that have been by accident?
Well, the last time I looked, which was this morning, I saw his name there and his numbers there. So it may be a different portion of the website.
Well, this was a couple of days before the election. They were just listing the candidates. They had all the candidates for every other election except for the controller. They had listed all of them except for Tony Strickland, who I thought was, if he could have gotten him in, he's an honest man. I've known Tony for a long time. I'm sure you have as well. And he would have been an excellent controller who would have looked after the money and done it honestly instead of the corrupt Democrats we've had there who have been fleecing the state for so long. But two days before the election, I went to the Secretary of State's website, and they didn't even mention him. They mentioned the Democrat, the Libertarian, the Green Party, but no Tony Strickland, but probably just an oversight.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because in nine different counties, with Fresno being the largest county in the state, nine counties misstated what Proposition 23 was all about. They totally misstated it on the ballot in nine different counties. And, of course, by the time the polls opened on Tuesday morning and we found out about it, there was nothing we could do about it. Now, if you went to the polls in Fresno and eight of the counties, the county registrar misstated, totally misstated, what Proposition 23 does. And so there were a lot of these little things that happened.
So we have free and democratic elections, except the people who print up the ballots and print up these things can alter them, and as they say, they will do anything to win. It has nothing to do with right or wrong or majority rule. It has to do with who has the power. And believe me, we have total corruption in Sacramento today. But it's going to be one very, very soon, I think. The day of reckoning is coming, because there's no way we're going to be able to, with decreasing revenue, with more and more companies moving out of California because of Proposition 23, because of our taxes, because other states like Texas are coming here and recruiting companies to move out of California to go to Texas, where they'll be welcomed with open arms and be given all sorts of special breaks. And here we make their lives miserable. I think you're going to hear a large hissing sound, and that'll be the people leaving, the companies leaving California. What do you think, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking of buying a lot of U-Haul stock, because I know there's going to be a lot of U-Hauls going one way from California east after the first of the year. People are just upset. They don't know. They're frustrated. I talked to a lady today who lived in Fresno her whole life. She's an attorney in her mid to late 60s, and she called me from her new home in Oregon. Thanks to California Political News and Views, I converse with many people every day by email, and I can't tell you the number of folks who are making their plans after the holidays to move to another state, and it appears that Texas seems to be the place they want to go. So, yes, with high taxes, bad regulations, AB 32 coming our way, regardless of the taxes and the fees, the people of California are voting again with their feet to leave the state. And somebody did a story, and I think I've written about it a little bit, but that in the last few years, 2 million last several years, 2 million Californians, mostly Republicans, have left the state. And, of course, if those 2 million Republicans had stayed here and fought, we would have won the election on Tuesday.
Well, it's a tragic the way things are going, but I believe probably the best thing that can happen is California is going to go into default. We're not going to be able to pay our debts, and certainly they're going to have to cut back dramatically on all of the state functions, and that would be the best thing in the world. I hope one of the first things they do is cut back on the salaries of our state legislators who've actually brought us to this sad state of affairs. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. On the other hand, you know, I'm very optimistic about what's happened, certainly as far as Congress and Washington, D.C., because I think we're going to have gridlock for a couple of years. I think that certainly there was a sweep there in Washington, D.C., because people are upset. They know something's seriously wrong. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand who intentionally created this whole situation or what can be done. They're looking for answers, and that's, of course, what Stephen is offering. He's giving all sorts of information. This is what we do as well. And the other people we work with, getting the information out to explain that the financial problems we're having are all created. They're done intentionally to wreck our economy, to impoverish the American people, and to destroy our monetary system, because there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy its monetary system. Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, announced yesterday he's going to start a quantitative easing. He's been doing it for some time. They're going to flood our country with money, destroy the value of our currency. Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, here we come. Well, it won't, probably won't be that bad, but most people will lose at least half, if not two-thirds, of everything they've worked and saved for. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, you know, it's the most amazing thing, Stephen, with all the money that that Meg Whitman put into the campaign, that she didn't do better than she did. Do you have any idea?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800 844-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Ordinarily do vote. Make sure they vote. But instead, they went out to the people who don't vote, and of course, a lot of them didn't vote. So why waste $20 to $40 million on a group which ordinarily you would never do? And then Stephen is saying that most of the people on Meg Whitman's staff were moderate or even liberal. But she didn't have any real good conservatives there, and yet she was trying to present herself as a conservative candidate, coming out saying we want to do away with the capital gains tax. Now, I would love to see the capital gains tax done away with, but quite honestly, as you look and see what's going on in our state, you can't take away all the sources of revenue. I'd like to see them cut spending, and that's the first thing that I would do. And I would massively cut spending. And once you cut spending, then you can think about cutting taxes. But right now, with a massive deficit to begin with, there was no way what she presented would work. And then, of course, they did a magnificent job with the story of her her employee, who a woman had worked for 9 years. She captioned as a member of our family. And then when she decided to run for governor, she said, "I don't know you, and you don't know me." And that was not a thing to have done. That was used, I think, very effectively against her. What are your thoughts, Stephen?
Well, actually, that was the final turning point in the campaign. Up to that point, she was getting up to 35 to 40% of the Hispanic vote. I think her final total was approximately 20% of the Hispanic vote. That incident and the way it was handled created such doubt and anger in the Hispanic community that in California, the Hispanic community came out in very large numbers, and they came out against her. And that was indeed the final straw, the last tipping point, if you will, for her campaign. And I might note one other thing for you, Dr. Stan. She lost by way over a million votes, having spent $160 million. In 2002, Bill Simon, who ran on a very strong conservative platform, lost by only 300,000 votes and didn't spend more than $20 million on his race. But he stood as a solid conservative. And if he had had $160 million with his message, he would have easily won. And so it's the message that counts, not necessarily the money. Certainly her election and the election defeat of Linda McMahon in Connecticut for the U.S. Senate shows that money is not the only answer. You have to have a credible message that people buy and that they believe you will carry through on. It's not enough to say it. You have to be believable in saying it.
And, of course, basically a conservative message does do well. I think that the vast majority of the people in the United States want to cut back on big government. And they're not looking to big government to provide for them. But now, of course, we have a situation now where everybody's on the dole from the government. I mean, Social Security is a government dole. It's a Ponzi scheme, but everybody likes it. And Medicare is a government scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. Everybody likes it. And unemployment insurance, my goodness, you people are now, I think, 19 months on unemployment. And certainly they want to just keep getting that. Nobody wants to cut back on anything the government's providing for them, but everybody wants to be free. And you can't really be free if you have a government that's providing for you. All of these things are unconstitutional. People need to understand the Constitution. People need to understand these things are all going bankrupt. Whether it's sooner or later, they're all going bankrupt. Ponzi schemes don't work. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. But now, with another 70 to 75 million baby boomers retiring here in the next 20 years, the whole house of cards is coming down. And when Bernie Madoff saw it was coming on, he came forward and said, I've been running a Ponzi scheme. I haven't seen any of our politicians doing that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you know, Stephen, looking not so much at California, I think California was a disaster, but looking out across America, I think we see a lot of people are concerned. And they're looking for answers. They struck back at the establishment the only way they could, by voting out the sitting congressmen and bringing in others. We have some excellent senators, a couple of them anyway. And what nobody's mentioned is Tom Coburn was reelected. Who is Tom Coburn? Well, he's probably the best senator we have in the United States Senate. You will never hear him because the media is controlled. They will never mention Dr. Coburn. He was a physician. There's 6 years in the House. He didn't want to run for the Senate. People encouraged him to run. He ran for the Senate. He won. And now he was just recently reelected. Not a word in the controlled media. They don't want you to hear about the good senators. Give us a call. This is Dr. Stan, and Stephen, maybe you could clue me in. My understanding was that the Secretary of State had actually examined all of the voting machines and said that they could all be fixed, and we were going to do away with electronic voting machines in California. But my son, when he went down to vote, was asked, do you want to use the electronic voting machine or do you want to use a paper ballot? He said everybody was using paper ballots, but have they kept the electronic voting machines, the programmable ones, the ones that can elect anybody they want to?
Well, did you really believe a Democrat when they say they're going to get rid of electronic voting machines?
Well, what happened? What was basically Sid found that they could all be programmed and pre-programmed and all basically would give fraudulent results. So what happened?
Well, when she first came into office, I'm one of those that are totally opposed to automated voting machines because I know how easy they are from a remote situation to reprogram them to come out any way you want. Not that difficult. And everybody knows that. And she did a survey of all the voting machines. There are three or four different types of voting machines that are authorized and were authorized in the state. She became Secretary of State. She had some really good people do a study of the subject, and she allowed two of the voting machine makers to be allowed to provide us with voting machines. And then she forgot about it. She forgot the issue of the fact that any voting machine can be reprogrammed 100 yards away or 100 miles away or in China if somebody wanted to and fix the results coming from that voting machine. So she made it look good, but she didn't do the job.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I read the initial reports, and I thought that she was going to do what was honorable, but... Well, that's unfortunate. But then I should have suspected that when I saw that a few days before the election, the list of controller candidates didn't include my friend Tony Strickland. So this is the way the things work, unfortunately. I mean, the whole thing about politics, it's about power and corruption. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Stephen Frank. If you have any thoughts on the election, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Stephen, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your daily information. In fact, it's not once daily. It's usually two or three times a day. And the price on this is right. Their email communications doesn't cost anything. Excellent overview of what's going on here in California. I think you'll find it fascinating. There is so much corruption here in California. There are so many economic problems that we have. How are we going to be able to fund our educational system if we don't have the money? How are we going to be able to fund our pension systems? And basically, the way the system is set up, why we have to pay the pensions first. And certainly, if the market turns down, and I'm anticipating it will, it'll mean that the pension funds will be even more underfunded than they are. And certainly, we're having difficulty coming up with the money to pay the interest on the bonds. And then what about the prisons? How will we fund the prisons? Are we going to have to start turning prisoners loose? This is certainly something Arnold Schwarzenegger had suggested. Well, we'll just turn the prisoners loose, and then we won't have to worry about funding the prisons. How are they going to be able to fund all of these things? But before you get to that, Stephen, I want you to get your email address or your telephone number. How can people get your material? And then I want you to tell me what we're going to do.
Well, you can subscribe for free for my California Political News and Views, which in the morning gives 10 stories of importance to Californians and an understanding to the rest of the country of how difficult it is to be in California. Then at noon every day, I provide a national political news and views, and then in the evening, I provide a single story of importance. Like this afternoon's single story was an illegal alien who got caught, a mother who then abandoned her two children and went and was deported back to Mexico, but refused to take her children with her. Stories like that. So you can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and sign up as a subscriber for the California Political News and Views. And Dr. Stan, let me tell your audience what the headline on the front pages of California newspapers are going to be tomorrow. As you know, a few years ago, we passed what's called Jessica's Law. That's the law that keeps sex offenders and perverts away from our children, 2,000 feet away from our children. And that's a good thing. Well, this afternoon, an L.A. Superior Court judge, Peter Espinoza, nullified Jessica's Law and ruled it unconstitutional. And he did it on the basis, not that the law was wrong or that there's anything wrong with the bill particularly, but he ruled, Judge Espinoza, that this would cause some of the perverts and sex offenders to become homeless. Therefore, he was going to overthrow the whole bill. And so shortly, sexual offenders could live right next door thanks to a school or a church, thanks to Judge Espinoza in Los Angeles. And that's going to be the big story tomorrow.
Well, I think that's a frightening thing that basically, you know, but what has to happen? We've got to get the people to start voting the judges out. How did the Supreme Court judges do that? And three of them were up for re-election. I voted against all of them. What happened? Do we have any idea?
Well, yeah, the interesting thing is to compare California to Iowa. Here in California, we re-elected all three of our Supreme Court justices, regardless of the fact that they are quite liberal, to say the least. In Iowa, there were three Supreme Court justices up for re-election, all of whom had overturned a bill that was passed by the legislature saying that marriage is between a man and a woman, a traditional marriage. Three judges on the Iowa Supreme Court ruled differently, who are up this year, and all three were defeated. The people in Iowa were willing to get rid of Supreme Court justices on the basis of traditional marriage. Here in California, we just don't seem to take enough interest.
Well, of course, the thing is, we need to be able to reach the people to get them to thinking. You know, people get their ballots, they see all these names on there, they don't even think of the implications of what our Supreme Court justices are doing and how corrupt they are. Suddenly, years ago, when we had Rose Byrd there, my friend, suddenly Bill, he got Orders of America. And Bill Richards, he actually ran a program at that time, did mailings and said, vote against the Supreme Court justices, and they did, and we got rid of Jerry Brown's selection, Rose Byrd. If we had access to the newspapers here, if the people could hear all sides discussed in the newspapers, I think the people would vote out a lot of the judges. I think there are a lot of good people here in California. They just never get a chance to hear the truth.
No, you're absolutely right. That was... State Senator Bill Richardson, I think you were talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely, Bill Richardson, right.
And he's still around and kicking and still active. And he is, we not only got rid of Rose Byrd, thanks to him, we got rid of two other Supreme Court justices who are equally as bad.
Right. In fact, Bill Richardson, when he was a senator, wrote a book that was called You Don't Really Think We Read the Bills, Do You? And he was with tongue-in-cheek pointing out most of the senators and members of the Assembly here in California never read the bills that they're going to be voting on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have any thoughts on the election, give us a call, and we've got Donna calling from New Orleans. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to know, what is a charter school versus a regular public school?
You mean, what is the difference between a charter school and a regular school?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I find that. Would you explain that to her, Stephen?
Sure. A regular school, a government school, is run by a school board that's elected by a town or a community. And in most places, the teachers are forced to join a union, pay a bribe in order to teach. A charter school is a school that is run by the teachers and parents, not by the school district, and the teachers have the right to decide whether or not to join a union. And in California, 97% of the teachers in charter schools have voted not to be part of a union, so they no longer have to pay a bribe in order to teach. The other difference is that they don't have to obey, the charter schools do not have to obey the rules and regulations of the local school district. So if a local school district, say like Los Angeles Unified School District, it has a thing called Project 10. That's a project where every child is taught that it's a good thing to be a homosexual, that charter schools don't have to teach that. And so that's the major differences. And by doing all these changes, the charter schools cost 10 to 15% less than regular schools. And in most cases, charter schools, because they're run by the parents and the teachers, the charter schools have better standardized testing results.
And so basically the charter schools hopefully give you your child a better education. And that's why they've really been so popular. Anything else you want to know, Donna?
Thank you very much. I always wondered what it was. I heard of the name, but I never knew exactly what it was.
Okay, fine. Well, God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Oh, say, Donna, how are things down there in New Orleans? Does this a Gulf oil spill? Is this just a memory of the past, or is it still having an impact on the economy there?
Well, I don't really know. As far as I know, I hear things that it's bad, but I don't feel any pollution. I don't have any breathing problems or anything, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, Donna, well, maybe somebody else down that area will give us a call. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. That's Donna calling from New Orleans. And but here we are hearing that a lot of people down there are ill, and certainly the implications are nobody wants to eat the seafood coming out of the Gulf. Even though the government says it's safe, but then the government says water fluoridation is good. The government says vaccines are good, and of course the fluoride is doing immeasurable harm as far as fertility and lowering the IQ of our students. We know that it attacks the mind and is carcinogenic and softens the bone and attacks the thyroid. And really, of course, innate vaccines contain mercury and influence the fertility. It's all about population control. And the government says it's perfectly all right. A government that would lie to us about vaccines and the fact that in the Amish community you don't have the autism and the other allergies and the asthma and all the other problems. They don't see it and the children don't get the vaccines. A government that lied to us about fluoride, would we really trust them with what they're saying about the safety of the seafood? You got nothing to worry about. Just go ahead and eat it. Well, I wouldn't want any of that seafood that comes out of the Gulf, unfortunately. Because what they did is they sprayed Corex in there. Millions of gallons of it, so toxic you couldn't use it in Great Britain, but British Petroleum was allowed to use it here on the experiment on the people, just like they did with Agent Orange, and they lied about it in Vietnam, and then years later, yes, it is toxic, it produces cancer, but shucks, we'll give you a small stipend if you died. Well, let's go to John calling us from Spokane, Washington. If you have a question for Stephen, any comment on the elections? This was a momentous day because, to me, it shows that people know there's a problem and they're looking for answers. But even more than that, hopefully we'll have gridlock in Washington, D.C., and Congress won't be able to do any harm. Let's go to John calling from Spokane. John, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Right ahead. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, a question for your guest. What will happen if California can't pay their debts? What's the procedure?
Well, what happens is, under the U.S. Constitution, a state cannot declare bankruptcy, but a state could declare, if they wished, insolvency. So what happens is, the first thing we'll do is default on our bond. That will create great havoc in the economic markets because California is so large. We have $68 billion worth of bonds outstanding as of this moment. And we have authorized the sale of a total of $130 billion worth of bonds. And that's just on the state level. I'm not sure the numbers on the county and local levels in the state of California. So the first thing that happens is that we will not be able to pay our bonds. We will default on them. The second thing is we won't be able to pay our state employees. Now, it's interesting that Cuba, with 12 million people, has already announced that they are going to fire 500,000 Cubans who work for government. That will leave them with almost nobody left. On the other hand, there's places in Georgia with 120,000 people, that population, that only have four city employees, so it can be done. And so the second thing that happens is all the union contracts will have to be violated because there's no way to pay off on them. The third issue is because of the collapse of the pension system, which will happen within the next 2 or 3 years, is that we're going to stop paying pensions, or at least a full portion of the pensions, and have to pay only a small portion of the pension that is due. So we're going to see a lot of economic problems. Now, you're up in a beautiful area. If I remember right, Spokane's on the east side of Washington State, and that's gorgeous up there. But your problem is that what happens in California is not going to stay in California, because Chicago has a worse budget deficit problem and pension problem. New York has a worse pension problem and budget problem than California. And once one of these communities, and there's dozens like them all over the country, default, we're going to see a whole bunch of others default and see the whole economic condition collapse like a dominoes here in the country. So while you may be up there in the beautiful Northwest thinking you're far away from the effects of California, you really aren't.
Well, as a matter of fact, up here, I've heard this guy, he is a ex-con, and he was a neighbor where my business, my shop is, and he said that Spokane's going to look like San Diego in the future. And I said, why is that? And he said, because you have such good welfare laws, people leave California where the cost of living is high, and the cost of living's low in Washington, and then or lower, and then your welfare laws are so good, and they move up here to escape what's going on in California. The other thing is,
years ago, there used to be a billboard on the border between California and Oregon that said, "Welcome to Oregon, now go home."
Yeah.
The folks in Oregon and Washington just didn't want us. And you're right. People are leaving California because of the high taxes. Welfare will not be able to pay. In fact, tomorrow, a court is going to rule whether the governor was able to cut $283 million, I believe it was, from a welfare program. And, of course, if the judge rules against the governor, Schwarzenegger, and says we have to pay that, we may go bankrupt as soon as Thanksgiving. Because right now, he has already lost $10 billion worth of lawsuits, and he hasn't paid a dime on them. And the state won't pay a dime because we don't have the money. So our welfare programs may have to be cut very soon before the end of the year. And so you're right. You guys up in Washington may have a bunch of Valley girls running around loose looking for their next connection and their next welfare check.
And, well, and up here, the state employees, the state is supposed to match their pensions. And for the last, I'm not sure how many years, but many years, they've not been paying into that. And so there's a real situation with the pensions up here in Washington State as well.
You're going to be in the same mess we are. Basically what's happened, the people buy bonds, municipal bonds, and they've all been backed by a company named AMBAC, A-M-B-A-C. And they would say, oh, my goodness, that company, you know, this fire board, this school board, this community, why, we'll give them a triple A rating. Now, they're really, they were deserving of that. They should have had a triple B rating, but they gave them a triple A rating so that they could borrow money at a lower rate. And so people would borrow would buy these bonds, triple A rated bonds, but they were backed by AMBAC. AMBAC said they were triple A rated, they paid top dollars for them. AMBAC is going bankrupt. And now all of these triple A rating bonds are suddenly going to be triple B rating bonds. A lot of them are going to default. And certainly the cost of borrowing from municipalities is going to skyrocket when people look objectively at their bonds and say, you know, they're never going to pay that money back. If I'm going to lend them money, they're going to have to give me 10-15%. I'm not going to take a gamble on this and end up certainly having them default. So when AMBAC, A-M-B-A-C, is now exploring bankruptcy, when they go under, it's going to simply change the whole field of bonds. Bonds are really the largest market, about 10 times the size of the stock market. And when that market begins to go down, why, heaven help us all. John, thanks very much for calling, and we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Stephen, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up our program for us.
Well, I always appreciate the opportunity of being on your show, Dr. Stan. These are very, very challenging days. We see a president.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
But we have to reach people, and you have to help us. And through the efforts of people like Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and certainly even Rush Limbaugh's moved people from the far left to the middle, but he's never going to be able to tell them the real truth. Can Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck? They can't tell people the truth because they'd lose their positions because they're paid to do what they do. I'm not paid to do what I do. Joyce isn't paid. Alex Jones isn't paid. Stephen Frank isn't paid. Joel Skousen, so many of the guests we have, are not paid at all. We do what we do because we love America and we want to try to preserve the freedom we've enjoyed for generations yet unborn. And if you want to become part of our team, you can join the Radio Liberty Family Supporter and help us maintain our outreach to almost 60 outlets every single week, where people are hearing the truth about the real cause of this engineered financial crisis. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it was engineered from the very beginning when Henry Paulson, CEO of Goldman Sachs, gave up a job that paid him $40 million a year to become Secretary of the Treasury for $180 million a year. Why would anybody take a job like that? So that he could get his hands on $700 billion and give it to his friends, that he could wreck our economy. He knew exactly what he was doing. He is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. He's not a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's only a member of the lowly Council on Foreign Relations. But Goldman Sachs, the current CEO, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. And the people, the CEO of Citigroup and the CEO of Sydney, of Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Chase, has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. They're all tied in that, or the Council on Foreign Relations, the other three major banks, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and Sydney Wells Fargo, all coming from the Council on Foreign Relations. An elitist group that is dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation and bringing about a one-world government. How can you demonstrate this? Well, you can get the membership list of the organizations. You can go to them directly. You can write to the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. That's 58 East 68th Street. Ask for their annual report. Write to the Trilateral Commission. Email them. They'll send you their membership list. Or you can get from us the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a big syllabus, but it has all the information on the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, and you've never heard of the Group of 30, or certainly the Trilateral Commission. We've got their membership list at least as of a year ago. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We have used copies. And you read the chapter on our unelected rulers, and we do have unelected rulers, and they control both political parties. You need to get the DVD entitled The Trilateral Commission by Patrick Wood. You need to get the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, written back in 1972, where Gary Allen outed the Council on Foreign Relations. That's why they had to organize the Trilateral Commission. They had to be able to say, well, see, now you can, why, we have public meetings all the time. Yeah, but what are the front groups? The Trilateral Commission runs the Obama administration, as they ran the Bush administration and the Clinton administration and the first Bush administration and the Reagan administration. In fact, Ronald Reagan even invited all the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. And you don't believe that? Why, you get David Rockefeller's memoirs. They're available from Radio Liberty. And so much from Radio Liberty. You need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs and see how his daughters are going down to visit old Uncle Fidel Castro. They just love him, and he loves them, too, and he comes up to visit the boss, comes up to visit David Rockefeller. Fidel Castro is a cold-blooded murderer. He personally killed a number of people when he came to power. Over 15,000 people were killed, but he personally shot many of these people, his enemies, in cold blood. When has anybody ever suggested he be tried for murder before the World Court? Well, they wouldn't, because he's a friend of David Rockefeller's. And his Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel. It's in David Rockefeller's memoirs, available from Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Glenn Spencer with Border Patrol or American Border Patrol. And Glenn is down there on the border to tell us what is really happening. Now, we are being invaded by people from Mexico. I don't blame people from Mexico from coming to this country. After all, we installed a brutal dictatorship down there back in the 1920s, and when they went around and they killed all the priests and they raped the nuns and they hung them from telephone calls. We actually have a book called No God Next Door, telling how powerful people here in America imposed the dictatorship down there, where you have a small band of fabulously wealthy people. They're more billionaires in Mexico than all South America put together. And then, of course, we've got a vast number of very impoverished people. They want a better life. But right now, we can't afford to have people coming in, anybody who wants to come to America, because, of course, they get onto our welfare system. They overburden our schools. They overburden our universities. We actually give special privileges to people who are illegal immigrants who want to go to our state colleges. They can get subsidized education. And we can certainly not afford a massive influx of people who come in on our welfare system. Now, many of them come in and work very hard, but we can get Americans to work hard, except that we pay them not to work. You can get certainly 19 months of unemployment insurance now, and you half of what you were getting before. Some of these people would like to work, but a lot of them don't want to work. They're having a great time. And so basically, of course, we're doing nothing to solve the problem. Right now, California has a deficit of about $20 billion a year, and it costs us $20 billion a year to take care of the illegal immigrants in our state alone. Nationwide, probably it's estimated perhaps up to almost $180 to $100 billion a year it costs to take care of the illegal immigrants. If we didn't have a welfare system, it wouldn't be this, but we do have a welfare system, and they do get free medical care, and they do get food stamps, and they do get welfare benefits. And we're not trying to stop them from coming into the state, into our state or states across this country. Well, Glenn is down there on the border there in Arizona. And, of course, we're told, I've actually talked to people, politicians who've said, we have built the fence. I mean, we have at least built 500 of the 700 miles of the fence. It's there. It's intact. And it's true. But a lot of the fence is only 3 or 4 feet tall. Glenn Spencer, tell us what the truth is. Have they built the fence? How big is the fence? How long is the fence? What about this virtual fence we spent $1 billion on that you initially said it'll never work?
You're right, Dr. Stan. In every respect, the government has told us we've built over 600 miles of fence on the border. It simply isn't true. As of today, the Department of Homeland Security, since the passage of the 2006 Secure Fence Act that called for 700 miles of double-layered fence, they have built 230 miles of vehicle barrier, or rather, people barrier along the fence, 35 miles of which is double-layered. The rest of it is almost useless. So what we have is a government that is not telling us the truth.
And basically, of course, a lot of this fence, that this 600 miles is what, 3 or 4 feet high?
Yes, over 315 miles of it is what they call a vehicle barrier, most of which you can step over or walk right through.
And ladies and gentlemen, why would President Obama lie? Because his lips are moving. They do not want the American people to know that they have no intention of stocking illegal immigration. They want to destroy our nation. They want a multicultural, multilingual society. They're actively encouraging these people to come in. They're pawns in the game. They're being used just as you and I are being used. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, Glenn, when you tell people this, I mean, I'm sure a lot of them say it couldn't be true. Why, our president wouldn't, our government wouldn't lie to us, would they? How can we convince them that it is true and they're being lied to by the media, they're being lied to by the Wall Street Journal, they're being lied to by the New York Times, and they're being lied to by the politicians?
Well, all you have to do is log on to AmericanBorderPatrol.com, which I'm going to do right now. I'm going right on to it. And here is AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Now, you look over on the left. It says Operation Beef. See where the fence is. Now, as a little map, little brown map, I'm going to click on that. Oh, look. There's a whole map of the Southwest from San Diego, the Pacific Ocean, down to Brownsville in Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, isn't that interesting? Now, it says the Tucson sector. There's a little dot there. Now I'm going to click on the dot. Okay, what's this? Oh, Tucson Sector West. There's a huge map that shows exactly where the border fence is. That's not a fence. Oh, there's a little number. This is number 9. I can click on that. Oh, that shows what the fence really looks like there. Oh, and it's not a fence. You can walk right through that. Isn't that funny? Oh, by the way, doctor, let me interrupt right now. I am watching a thermal camera. We have a live thermal camera that we have on our ranch here. That we have, the whole system cost about $100,000. And I am watching the border fence in Mexico right now. And I'm watching very strange people walking up to the fence. I don't know who they are. But we recently used this to watch drugs being thrown over the fence. I'll explain this later. These might be Border Patrol people. We're not sure. But I am sitting in my home. That camera, by the way, is being operated by a retired Coast Guard captain who is in San Antonio, Texas. And I am here in Arizona. So this is the sophistication of the systems that we have. But coming back to the map. You can then go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and you can see for yourself exactly where the fence is. And how we know this? Because we have airplanes. One of them I fly right along the border. We have cameras linked to GPS, linked to Google Earth, and we fly and map precisely exactly where the fence is and precisely what it looks like. Now, what you can do is log on, look at this for yourself, see how much of that little tiny nothing vehicle barrier is there, then go online and see what they say about it.
Well, that thought will be right back. Of course, our guest is Glenn Spencer, and he's from American Border Patrol. Do not make the mistake of going to American Border Control. Who's American Border Control?
Well, I really don't know.
But I think that it's there simply because most people would get a little confused and they'd go there by mistake. They don't want you to find out that they haven't built the fence, that it's right there. And I pulled up American Border Patrol, not Control. And there you'll see the picture of what's going on the border right now.
That's correct. And you can see for yourself. Precisely. Now, this is the most authoritative map on the border that exists. And recently, when the Arizona Republic, that liberal rag, wanted to produce a map of the border, it did. And right at the bottom, a detailed map in their Sunday newspaper, and right at the bottom of the map, it says, source of fence and map information, American Border Patrol. So we are the official source. If anybody who wants to know what's really on the border, we are the only authority that very large newspapers look to when they want to report. They don't give us credit except for a little tiny line at the bottom, okay? But they don't do any stories about us. They don't tell their people what we do, but they just use our information with our permission. We said you can use it. They then, after that, they sent a reporter down here and spent 2 days with me. And this reporter told me, he said, Glenn, after we were walking along the border with my 7 German shepherds, and he said, this is the most interesting story I have ever covered. And this is a Hispanic reporter, a Marine, U.S. Marine. He said, this is the most interesting story I have ever covered. Do you know how many lines of print they used from his story in their paper? 0. They won't talk about it.
And I think people have to understand that there's an intentional cover-up, and the media is part of this. And basically, of course, people are coming across the border. They want a better life. They want an opportunity to live comfortably, far better. I mean, certainly things are terrible in Mexico. There's violence and there's drugs, and the average farmer cannot make a living there growing corn when we're shipping subsidized corn down into Mexico to undercut them, and we're literally forcing the Mexican farmers to come to America to get jobs. But then they get here. Why, of course, we don't try to stop them. It used to be at one time they try to arrest people who are here illegally. They don't do that. They don't go after the employers. And it is all part of a scam. It's part of an effort to change America. It's being funded by the Ford Foundation. Most people don't understand. The Ford Foundation funds all of these illegal immigrant groups. Why? For the same reason they've been funding communism and socialism for years. Go back and read the Reese Committee report, 1954. And we'll find out the Ford Foundation was funding all of the subversive groups then. Their goal is the destruction of America with our tax-exempt money, because Henry Ford was deeply involved in spiritualism and theosophy, but nobody's ever going to tell you those things. Certainly, is the Ford Foundation still up to all their nasty little tricks, Glenn?
Oh, well, you know, Dr. Stan, it was funny this morning. I read that Lamar Smith is now going to head up the Judiciary Committee in the Congress once the Republicans take over, and I did some research. Now, if people want to see the absolute proof of what the Dr. Stan is talking about, you can go to my other website called AmericanPatrol.com and click on that. And here is a story from the San Antonio Express News that Lamar Smith, the man I was just talking about, is going to push enforcement of our immigration laws. Well, I happen to know this because 10 years ago I did a video on immigration, and in that I used a clip where Lamar Smith was still in the Congress back 11 years ago, July 1st, 1999, when he was questioning a fellow by the name of Robert Bach. And he was questioning him because Robert Bach headed up, he was responsible for immigration policy for the United States. And if you go to our site, you will see a video clip where Robert Bach is a lackey of the Ford Foundation, was, and had produced a study about immigration. And he said we have to change America. And Georgianne Geyer, in her book, Americans Know More, The Death of Citizenship, called him a radical multiculturalist, okay? And he used to work for the Ford Foundation until Bill Clinton put him in charge of our immigration policy. Now, if you go back and watch this video clip, you will see that at this congressional hearing, they nailed him. He had stopped enforcing our immigration laws. He was leaving the border open. And back in 1999, Lamar Smith is, I have an article in there. You can go look at it. And he says, basically, once you get it past the Border Patrol, you are home free. And here is a direct quote. Quote, INS's strategy is a bright flashing sign that says to potential aliens, come to the United States. Once you make it past the Border Patrol, you are home free. And he said that at this hearing, and I have it on tape. Now, he, Lamar Smith, knows these people. He knows the Ford Foundation. He's been involved with this for years and years. And thank goodness for America that he is now going to be the chairman of a judiciary committee that can call in witnesses. So this is an exciting time. He can blow the lid off of this thing. But you're absolutely right. When he was running that committee hearing 11 years ago, he had this representative of the Ford Foundation, this rabid multiculturalist, called before his committee, and he blew him out of the water, as did other people. You can watch this little short video, and you can see this guy was put in there by the Ford Foundation to subvert our immigration laws. And if you don't believe Dr. Stan, just go watch this video, and you'll see it hands down, no question about it.
Well, Glenn, I was just up on your website, AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and looking at the fence. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have access to a computer, go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com and look at the fence. You know, it just, in some places, looks like it's about 4 feet tall. Other places, it might be 6 feet tall, but anybody, you know, could climb over the top of it. I mean, basically, this is not the sort of fence that's designed to keep people out.
Oh, no, not at all. In this section, where we have the greatest problem, the Tucson Sector West, you can click on that, where people are flooding across, up to Tucson, flooding across, you can click on that. The whole thing, you can walk right, step right over or walk right through it. They have little ramps where the vehicles can drive right over it. So the vast majority of it, 95 to 98% of that whole border there, is open. And they're telling you that's a fence, and they're telling you the border has never been as secure as it is right now, which is, and this is what Janet Napolitano was saying.
And I think people really have to find out that Janet Napolitano is simply lying. They're all lying, but you can actually see the pictures here on Glenn's. You'll see the fence, you know, it'll be maybe a six-foot fence, and then it suddenly ends. And I don't know how big that hole is, but suddenly you'll look at the pictures, and you'll see that the fence will just stop. And in lots of places, there's nothing at all. Is that
true? Yeah, when they do have a real fence, there's many holes in it. All right?
Why would you have a fence with holes in it if you're trying to keep people out?
That's right. But the media, do you think anyone in the mainstream media has reported on this? Absolutely not. And that includes O'Reilly, and that includes Glenn Beck, and that includes Fox, and all the rest of them.
Well, that's why we come to you to get the information. Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn's in this same reason I'm in it. He's trying to save America. The telephone number to call is 1-800, for our number, if you have a question, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but it's AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Now, don't go to American Border Control because, of course, they surround good websites with bad websites, and you're not going to get the information.
Yeah, there are a lot
on this.
Of fly-by nights or phony operations. All they do is send out mailers and collect money from you, and they tell you they're going to, like American Border Control. They don't do anything. You know, a lot of these groups, they don't do anything.
How about the Minutemen? Are they doing anything today?
They're mostly gone now.
Originally, they at least a lot of the members were good people, weren't they? Really concerned, but I think the leadership was there to simply create a big splash, collect a lot of money, and then, of course, fade away.
Unfortunately, that turned out to be the case, but there are still some good people out in California, But for the most part, here in Arizona, there are some little groups here or there. We try to work with them. In fact, we were supposed to go out tomorrow with a group and use our new sensors, and they just disappeared. You know, they never called back. we've been here for 8 years. We are a nonprofit 501c3. We are audited by CPA firm. We just got our annual audit in today. You will see that I earn no salary. I earn no salary. I work 18 hours a day. I fly the airplanes, do all the video. I make no money. And you can see for yourself in our audited reports. We work very hard. We get a lot done. I don't put out requests on the phone over the radio because a lot of people just are too busy doing something else to help out. But if you want to go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com and take a look at us, you can see our history and everything else. But I think it's important that we do have an opportunity, at least in the House of Representatives, for these people, Lamar Smith and Stephen King, two hawks on the border, to focus attention on this problem and at least get on C-SPAN the truth.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, there are good things that are happening. Certainly this is not the beginning of the end. It may be the end of the beginning. But we have an opportunity now if we can just reach the people. And that's what I do. That's what Glenn does. And he's got his website there. Magnificent websites. All sorts of movies and pictures and things like that. But, of course, people have to know about it. How are they going to learn? Well, they're going to listen to programs like ours. And you could become part of our team helping us to get it out. More important, you can tell others about what's going on. You can get them to listen to our programs. I just got an email today from some fellow in New Zealand who listens regularly. I got another email from a fellow in Australia who wants to use our material on his new radio network there. Great things are happening. Well, this is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Camera, he was taking pictures of the of all the people coming across the border where he lives. And what was it about? You actually, they apprehended, what, 1,500 people close to you?
We have it on tape.
Right.
And Bob Parker, who was a retired Coast Guard captain and pilot, used to fly drug interdiction missions, was the manager and ran this camera system. He had some assistants out there. And he, talk about a credible witness. I have a video interview of him. Where he was interviewed by a San Antonio station explaining how he used this powerful camera to apprehend these people. But this goes back to like 1989 when Muriel Watson was out in San Diego. She started up a project called Light Up the Border. And one night she and 24 friends got their cars down. They were sick and tired of these people running into the United States. They lined them up along the border and they turned their lights on at 9 o'clock. Well, there's hundreds and hundreds of people just running across an open field. Well, they kept doing that, and a year later, you know how many cars they had? 1,500 cars they had out there. And that's what led to the construction of the San Diego fence. DHS says they take construction, you know, the Border Patrol says we built that because we decided to. No! They were shamed into doing it. We shamed them into doing much right here in southern Arizona. We were the first to use unmanned aerial vehicles. No question about it. We had them flying. We were on international news flying our UAV at night. And it was only until they were shamed into doing it that they start using stuff we already had on the border.
Sure.
Then the Minutemen came in and shamed them into doing stuff. So it's only embarrassment and exposing their lies and their deception that they actually do something. That's the only time they do anything. Was when they're afraid of being exposed, or they have been exposed.
Well, I think it's important that you're out there and that you are exposing them. Now, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Glenn, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. For our listeners out there, well, let me tell you the master plan. The master plan is to create a multicultural, multilingual society here in America and to destroy America as we know it. All the big corporations, or many of them, are in on it. That's why when you dial AT&T or PG&E or many of the major corporations, the first thing they say is, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Why? Because they want to encourage the multilingual society so they can play one group against the other, so they can play the Anglos against the Hispanics against the Anglos, the Black against the Hispanics, and the Hispanics against the Blacks, and it's all divide and conquer. They know what they're doing. They want to destroy the America we've known because they have a different agenda. They really want a one-world government. You go into Los Angeles today, go to a hotel room and turn on the television, try to find a station in English, and I'll tell you, you have a hard time. This is what is really happening to America. Now, Glenn, I've heard that there are areas along the border where it really isn't safe for people to go because of the criminal activity and where the sheriffs and the local law enforcement cannot maintain law and order or certainly guarantee your safety. Would you like to comment on that?
Sure. Well, one is about 8 miles from me right here. Now, right here at the ranch, it's 5 miles. It's pretty good. But right at the end of that fence, and I can see right out my window, and using our powerful cameras, we can see people up on the hills and lookouts and everything else. After that, there is no fence. And where it really gets bad is just to the west of Nogales, Arizona. That's a no man's land. It goes over for about 100 miles, all right? And then anything there or to the north, you won't find a Border Patrol. You won't find the National Guard. There's nobody there.
Well, then why aren't they there? Why isn't
there? They're afraid.
The what?
They're afraid of being killed.
They are afraid of being killed. You mean the military? What about the National Guard? Is the National Guard down there? Do they have weapons to defend themselves?
I flew a survey of where the National Guard was here in Arizona. This was about 3 weeks ago. I did a survey. They're all clustered right there at Nogales. I have photographs of them, almost every one of their stations. They're sitting there in lawn chairs, right, with field glasses, and they can't move. They're worthless. They're not as the Minutemen had better equipment, and they're right in a populated area. You go 15 miles to the west of where they are, the dangerous place, they won't go there.
In other words, basically, they stay in the civilian areas where there's nothing to see and nothing to do, and the areas where they really need to be people guarding the border, where it is dangerous for even the police to go, why the National Guard isn't allowed to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. When are you going to understand what's going on? They're not trying to stop illegal immigration. They want to use the illegal immigration to change the structure of America. We'll be right back, and give us a call if you have a question. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Glenn Spencer, and we have, calling us from Santa Cruz, Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question for Glenn. I was hearing on the news that I think it was some town in Texas where the entire police force was so intimidated that they just plain quit. I don't know if you, have you heard anything about this?
I think that was in Mexico. Wasn't that in Mexico, Glenn?
Yes, it was in Mexico.
Oh, was it?
Yes. And it's right on the border,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And they, it is now, the whole area is controlled by the drug cartels. But let me talk about Arizona, right to the south. I'm looking in Mexico. The whole area I'm looking into is controlled by the drug cartels. They own the ranches, okay? My neighbor to the south is a cartel.
And basically, what about the Mexicans living there in that area? Are they living in fear of their lives?
The Mexicans living on this side?
Oh, no, on the other side.
They're living in absolute fear. On Tuesday, a police commander for the Mexican police was assassinated. Tuesday of this week. I can see the lights of the town from here.
And basically, basically what happened is the police force in this Mexican town was, the police station was attacked, whereupon all the members, I think 20 members of the police force, just resigned en masse after the attack on the police station. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And so they left. So there are huge areas of northern Mexico, including where I live right now, that are controlled by the cartels.
But fortunately, that's on the other side of the
fence. On the other side of the border.
Okay, fine.
So Barbara, my neighbor to the south is our Mexican cartel.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, Glenn Spencer. Barbara calling from Santa Cruz had asked about the town where apparently it's just very close to the border. It's on the Mexican side, though, where the police station was attacked by the drug cartel, whereupon all 20 members of the police force, of the Mexican police force, simply resigned en masse. And, of course, large areas along the southern part of our border are actually controlled by the cartel. There is total lawlessness. Everybody lives in fear of their life. But there are even areas north of the border in Arizona, and where basically close to Nogales, where it is not safe, where the police will tell you it is not safe. We do not have law and order here in the United States. Go right ahead, Barbara. Do you have anything else to say?
Well, I was just saying that obviously then that the police that are, you know, right on the other side of the border realize that they have absolutely no way of controlling any of this, and leaves the borders probably even wider open and more access from the drug cartels as well as the other illegal immigrants. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Barbara?
No, thanks, Glenn.
God bless. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or call, give us a call, because, ladies and gentlemen, the lawlessness you're seeing in Mexico today is going to be here before long. We are going to move into a period of chaos and crisis. I've been told by retired intelligence officers that they've been instructed to leave this country because we're moving into a period of breakdown of society and chaos here. And it's coming, and I'm going to stay here. We've thought of leaving. We're not going to, because we have to be here to keep you abreast of what's going on and get you prepared for what lies ahead. If you have a question for Glenn, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Glenn, I want you to go ahead and get your website out there. Tell people how they can get in touch with you. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help Glenn, he's doing a great job, and he deserves our help and support. How can people get in touch with you, get your information?
All right. Well, I have two websites. One is my personal website, which I pay for, called AmericanPatrol.com, and then the nonprofit, the 501c3, is AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and you can go to either one of those, and you can find out, you know, you can contact us. We can take donations, which are tax deductible, and there's a lot of information. As they say, We do a lot of things. We fly the border. We have these border cameras. I'm looking into Mexico with our thermal camera right now. We have some very interesting stories. We also have a theory there that what really started the drug war in Mexico. We think we know what started it, but nobody will tell you the truth about that.
Well, why don't you tell us the truth about it?
Well, let me just give you a little background. I've been flying along the border close range, right along the border, documenting it, mapping it for 5 years. And I watched as our fencing went in and as we put the pressure on our government. Well, one of the first places where they put the fence was the Goldwater bombing range. Now, this is a huge bombing range, a military base, right near Yuma, Arizona, right on the Colorado River, just to the east of there. And this, we discovered when we began flying, was a major, major drug smuggling corridor. And as we began to think about it, we realized that made sense. Who is going to be on a bombing range? There's no police out there. There's nobody out there. Well, it was just south of Interstate 8. So what was happening? And there was nothing on the border. No fence, nothing. They were just driving right off of a major highway in Mexico that paralleled the bombing range. And they were driving right across it, right across the bombing range up to Interstate 8. And we documented this with high-resolution, high-definition video. But what happened? Because of the pressure, they fenced it off. Then they fenced off the sand dunes out, in California, just to the west of Yuma, those famous sand dunes. They put some good fencing in there. Then they put some fencing here what I did, I began to look at that. I said, you know, we have really cut off some major drug smuggling corridors. So I used to be a pretty good systems analyst and statistician, so I went back and I did a chart and I plotted the number of miles of fence that went in along the border. On the same chart, I plotted the number of drug-related killings in Mexico. It's the same curve. You can go on to AmericanBorderPatrol.com and look at the little video called The Fence and the Mexican Drug War. What started the Mexican Drug War, and there is no question in my mind, this is the truth, was when we cut off these corridors, the Mexican cartels began fighting each other over what was remaining. And that goes on today. They're still fighting. And we did disrupt. We did disrupt their cash flow and their whole, you know, they're talking about $20 to $30 billion a year. That's a lot of money. It has to change hands all the time. It's flowing back and forth like any business. And when you disrupt that, when you have people who owe each other millions in dollars and suddenly some people can't get their drugs in where they used to, and the other guy wants to get in there, that's what set it off. And I said this 2 years ago. I went back to the National Press Club in January. It'll be 2 years in January. I made a presentation, and you know how many media showed up? Nobody. Nobody. I sent the press release out using the National Press Club's only own press release list and said, I'm going to show what started the drug war in Mexico. And nobody would show up. They don't want you to know. Why? There was a black woman in the audience that she had heard I was going to be there. And after I made my presentation, and when I went on for about 45 minutes with all the data, she said, excuse me, are you telling me that over all of these years, that all of those drugs coming into my community and destroying our people, that all they had to do to stop it was build a fence? I said, that's right. And she said, oh, they're not going to be too happy about that.
And they shouldn't be. And they should understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we put that fence up, we'd cut off the drugs of so much of it coming into this country. And they don't want to do that. They really don't want to do that. And they don't want you to know what they're doing. But after all, today in America, one in every three young black men between 21 and 31 years of age, one in every three young black men is in prison, probation, or parole. One in every 33 adults, males in America, is in prison, probation, or parole. And so much of it has to do with drugs, and we could stop that tomorrow if we built the fence. It was authorized in 2006. They've done everything they could not to build the fence. Certainly they're not going to go to hear Glenn Spencer telling the truth. Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Think of the human tragedy. Think of the suffering. Think of the broken homes. And it's happening, I believe, on purpose. Help us get the information out. Again, if you have a question for Glenn, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But certainly this drug war is ripping the very heart out of America today. Well, Glenn, certainly I know that you're doing everything you can to get the information out. I know that you have thousands of people who go to your website and are getting the information, but we've got to reach millions of people. How are we going to do it?
Well, what we're going to be trying to do in the next few months is to reach out to these new members of Congress, the Republican members who are going to head up these committees. Now, they can call witnesses to these committee hearings, and we're trying to lobby to get be called, sit down in front of these committees and be asked questions and to tell them what we have learned about the border and what has gone on here. We have a lot of information that is solid factual data based on direct observation and documentation in a scientifically designed way. And we have evidence that there has been duplicity and deception on the part of our government. And I just hope that Lamar Smith of Texas and Stephen King of Iowa, who are going to be very influential, will find some way to come down to our ranch right out here on the border. So we can show them what we have learned and what we see. That we can take them out right over, take them on a convoy right over here to show them firsthand. 10 miles from here where you can walk right across the border. Now, what, you know, the amazing thing was over there, just to the west of us, where there's no fence. Do you know what is 9 miles north of the border at that point?
What?
Fort Huachuca,
right,
which is the headquarters of Army Intelligence. Now, this is where we train people for Iraq and Afghanistan. They're going over there all the time. And there's evidence that Al-Qaeda would like to target Fort Huachuca. And yet, there's no protection there.
But, of course, the question is Al-Qaeda really a threat? Or if it was really a threat, they would have closed the border on the 12th of September 2001.
Right.
But perhaps Al-Qaeda is not the threat that we are being told. I believe that, of course...
They're not acting like it.
Beg your pardon?
They're not acting as if it were because, I mean, here you have... This is where they train the Predator unmanned aerial vehicle operators who are such a terror... in Afghanistan and Pakistan, where they're knocking off, you know, these UAVs, these drones that they're using to kill off. This is where they train these people.
Sure. And if Al-Qaeda was really a threat, they would be going after our own military facilities. They'd be here starting fires in the forest. They'd be derailing our trains. They'd be setting off bombs and certainly in shopping centers. That if there was really a threat from Al-Qaeda. But of course,
I'll just tell you the facts. If we see them here, there is a primary target.
Sure.
And there's no serious attempt to defend it.
Right, and you have to ask yourself, why? Well, let's go to Ruby, who's calling us from Live Oak. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ruby, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Dr. Stan. Actually, I believe probably the real threat is within, you know, the enemy within. We've heard about that.
I believe you're absolutely right. But go ahead, do you have a question or comment for Ben?
Kind of a question, kind of a comment. It's just one of those things that make you go, I was wondering, is it possible that the reason why they don't want to close the border is because the influx of all of these illegal immigrants means so much money for perhaps the prison system? Like how many, what's the percentage of inmates who are illegal immigrants in the prison system? And I mean, how much money does that generate for the state? I mean, if they send them all back to Mexico, there'd be a lot of people out of work.
Well, I know, but one of the things that's bankrupting this country is this state is the prison system. No, I don't think that is the thing. Certainly there may be people who have there are people with ulterior purposes, but certainly the prison system here in California is going to bankrupt this state. Certainly we've got, and probably half the people in our prisons are there because of drug or drug-related crimes. So that is not the reason, in my estimation, is not the reason. What are your thoughts, Glenn?
Well, there is an element of truth here. About 6 months ago, a local TV station did run the theory that I have, talk about the theory that I have about the fence and the drug war. And then they went out and interviewed this guy from the Drug Enforcement Administration. And he said, the reason that they are fighting in Mexico is because... we have killed a couple of their, Mexicans have killed a couple of their leaders. But he said the real need here is we need treatment for these people. We have to have a long-term program to treat the afflicted. So here's the Drug Enforcement Administration. Now just think about it. If we cut all that flow off and we stop the drugs coming into the United States, thousands of people would be put out of work. So this guy from the DEA was handing us a ration of nonsense.
Well, so much of what's said is nonsense. And basically, if we cut off the supply of drugs, an awful lot of people would quit using the drugs. They wouldn't be available to them. But they don't.
A lot of them would go out and lose their jobs.
Right. So I think that is probably a pretty good response, Ruby. I think that Glenn is absolutely right. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, it's just one of those things that makes you go, like I said, something to think about, you know,
how
you know, that this is, This has got to be profitable to somebody.
Well, right. if you wanted to destroy a nation, do you think there's any better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its basic culture? What binds a culture together is language. And they're doing everything they can to destroy the fabric of our society. That's why they want a multilingual society. This is what they do in Canada, where they've got the French and the English speaking, and they do that so they can play one group against the other, and that's just what they're doing here. They know what they're doing.
And in 1986, we passed a law here in California that said California would be English-speaking only, and all of our ballots and everything else would be in English. We voted on that, and they repealed it, just like they're trying to repeal Proposition 8. We vote on these things, and they say, oh, no, you can't vote on that.
Absolutely.
So this doesn't make any sense. We vote on these things, and they say, no, we're not going to accept this.
You have to understand, Ruby, that there is an elite who run things, and they make mockery of this concept that we are a republic or that we are a government of law. Here in California, we are a democracy, and that we can vote these things, and whether you think it's good or bad doesn't matter. This is the law. The people have the ability to vote on it, but they don't want the people to vote. They don't care how the people feel. There is an elite who run our country, and it's about time we realize that. God bless you. Thanks for calling,
Thanks.
Ruby.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people working with the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm sure that are good people, but there are a lot of them there who are not good people. And that's one of the real tragedies we have. And they're more interested in maintaining their jobs than they are in solving the problem. Well, Glenn, certainly, do you think that the influx of Republicans there is going to change things in Washington, D.C.? You mentioned that we're going to have a new head of the Border Patrol.
No, that's the administration. That's Obama.
Okay.
But what they can do, they can hold public hearings. The Judiciary Committee is a very powerful committee. And Lamar Smith is going to head that up. And you will not find anyone in Washington more knowledgeable of where the bodies are buried on this issue than Lamar Smith.
So we have some reason to be guardedly optimistic then.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so don't despair. As we said, this is not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. It's the first step along the way. There are a lot of people out there who are upset. A lot of people out there who are hurting. A lot of people are angry. We've got to get them to understand what's happening. There are people who want to destroy the freedom of this nation, who hate our Constitution, who want to bring about a world government, and want this to be a multicultural, multilingual society. This is a subversive movement that wants to try and destroy this country, and they're working at the highest levels of our country. And one of the main issues is in encouraging illegal immigration. We'll be right back. Well, Glenn, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Doctor.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Land gets into the background of the Ford Foundation. If you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, it was written back in about 1958 by René Wormser, who was the counsel for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations. What did they find? They were financing subversive activities. They were financing the communist movement in the United States. They were funding the socialist movement in the United States. They were working to get our textbooks to push socialism and internationalism. And, of course, today we find them funding LULAC and MALDAVE and La Raza. La Raza mean racist, and these are racist people. And they're really doing everything they can to foment this hatred of America. Why would the Ford Foundation do that? Well, of course, there, it's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So your assignment, the DVD, Conquest of Aztlan, tape set, The Immigration, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And this is so vitally important that you get this information and you help us to get it out across America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. Certainly, we think it's so vitally important that you get this information. If you want to understand the conspiracy, you need to get the little book by Gary Allen called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. We have that. We have Sidney John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, his book, None Dare Call It Education. And if you want to know how they're going to plan to kill millions of Americans, you need to get my talk. It's on a DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. So that's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, None Dare Call It Treason, None Dare Call It Education, three books, and then None Dare Call It Genocide, my introduction to the population control program designed to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people throughout the world. And people say that could not be true. Ladies and gentlemen, it is true. They're poisoning us today. They're killing our unborn children through abortion. They're killing our elderly. We think how terrible Kevorkian is, but they have the hospices. They have end-of-life care. And you may not be at the end of your life, but once the doctors have determined that you are on end-of-life care, why, they will simply shot you on morphine drip in many of the major hospitals across America because government is not going to pay for your medical care. They do not pay for every day you're in the hospital. They pay a diagnostic-related group, and they get the same amount whether you're there a day or 100 days. Do you think there might be an incentive to get you out, perhaps feet first? This is happening in America today because we've taught the doctors there is no God, there's no right, there's no wrong. It's all expedient, and after all, the government is not going to pay the hospital. Do you want to get in trouble with the hospital administrator by admitting people over and over again with complications not going to be paid for? The easiest thing is simply to start the morphine drip that's going on in America. They've created new diseases like AIDS, the Lyme disease, chronic fatigue. All of these diseases, Sydney, fibromyalgia, they all developed just about 1978, 1980. Why would all those new diseases develop at the same time in America? Do you think that's just a coincidence? They said they're spraying with aluminum, and you haven't seen this new DVD, we'll be carrying it, put out by Ed Griffin, pointing out that there's increased aluminum now in the bark, in the trees, in the ground, in the soil. Where is it all coming from? Well, of course, that is, of course, what they're spraying with the chemtrails. And how do we know? Well, you're going to have to get the new DVD. We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. The government's putting out cover stories. If they're not doing anything, why are they putting out cover stories? Well, so much information you need to get. Certainly, you must understand that they have things that they're putting into our food, whether it be aspartame, whether it be bisphenols, whether it would be phthalates, whether it would be certainly the chemicals that they're using, the genetically modified foods, the milk. Milk, if you indefinite. Well, we're out of time.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's November 4, 2010. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. So good to be back in the chair again today. So good to be talking to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being out there and for being the real people of the world. That's right, the real people who don't fall for the greatest soap opera imaginable, which is called the election. Unbelievable. Imagine if you really believed all of that, what a distorted world you would be living in. Imagine if you were watching all the red states turn blue and the blue states turn red and, wow, who won this election and that election? As if it makes any difference? Have you seen anything happen because there's more reds than there are blues? No. Now we're back to center again with that both of the houses just almost being equally split and, oh my, it's going to be a fight again. Do you notice that the operative word is it's always a fight? Between the two parties. Now remember, those of you who are new to the Power Hour, if you don't know, there's only one party called big government. Now let's make that big corporate government with two sub-parties, A and B, which are Republican and Demopublican. It's all the same game. Oh, Nancy Pelosi's out. And a Republican is in. As if that's going to make a big difference. Few elections made a difference, at least if you care about the red versus blue states. That seems to be what everybody is focusing on. That is the diversion now. Look at the reds, look at the blues, look at the reds, look at the blues. Well, meanwhile, if you watched the election, you saw the oranges and the light blues, didn't you? Fox has changed their coloring. Amazing. They'll put the old colors back up and juxtapose it just to make you think you're seeing that. But it's brilliant what they're doing. And only one in a million people can probably see this. Well, what are we going to be talking about at the Power Hour today? This trip that the president is making, I don't get it. 40 aircraft, 500 hotel rooms, and now 34 warships? What are they thinking? What's he going to do, set up a Indian White House while he's there? No one's really understanding why all the attention goes to this. And something tells me there's more to it, obviously, than what we are being told, of course. We're also going to review the airline.